Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway. The runway.
The runway.
Wait,
wait, wait, wait, wait,
the legendary
Kelly Mizrahi.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live back on the air for another installment of the motherfucking show. Yes, we are live on the air, honey. It was definitely a ball this weekend in Atlanta, which was the Legends Ball. It was definitely a ball this weekend in Pittsburgh. And I heard it was a mess in Pittsburgh because they said there ain't no Legends in Pittsburgh, bitch, honey. It was definitely a ball this weekend in Baltimore. And we're definitely going to recap every single motherfucking ball. And girls, if we need more time, we already have it already scheduled. Just in case we run over our 2 hours, honey. We have more time scheduled, honey. We're going to have the icon himself. Andre Mizrahi is definitely going to be on the line. We're going to have the icon himself. Tony Revlon is definitely supposed to be calling in, too. We're definitely going to have the icon herself, the legendary icon, Kool-Aid Khan, will definitely be on the phone live and definitely recapping Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and we definitely have the legendary overall East Coast mother herself, Nicole Khan, will definitely be on the phone live and definitely recapping the ball in Baltimore, and my legendary co-host himself, the legendary father, Rodney Milan, will definitely be on the line with me also, and he will definitely be recapping Atlanta with me this weekend, honey. So we definitely have a lot in store for you. So I'm not going to waste no time, and I'm just going to go on over and have switchboard. Definitely give Rodney a call and definitely bring Rodney definitely up on the lines. And girls, no, I'm back in the chat room. I am in the chat room, honey, baby. Go ahead, Lisa. I trust your judgment. Honey.
Hello.
Go ahead, Lisa. You can. Yes.
What's going on?
What's going on? We have the legendary father himself, Rodney Milan, is now on my airwaves with me. And it's just so much madness and so much stuff just going on. Tony's supposed to be calling in. And Audrey's going to be calling in also. And Nicole's going to be calling in also, Rodney, with the ball in Baltimore. And Kool-Aid is definitely on the line and definitely going to recap the ball in Pittsburgh. So I don't know, where do we want to start at, Rodney? Do we want to start in Pittsburgh or Baltimore or Atlanta? Or should we start in those small states and then save the Legends Ball, because the Legends Ball is a Legends Ball? What do you
Correct.
Think we should do?
Also, it was a ball in Norfolk. It's Friday.
Father Tony Mizrahi definitely did have a ball on Friday in Norfolk, Virginia. So if anybody's on the phone line and y'all got any tea from that ball, definitely feel free to definitely press 1, and we're definitely going to get all that madness and chaos and stuff going on. But you know what? Let's not waste no time. I want to go to Pittsburgh because my sister said a couple of months ago, it ain't no motherfucking Legends in motherfucking Pittsburgh. So I want to see what my sister got to say. And sister, this is me and my grandson Tyshawn's new song, and it's called Tooted and Booted, honey. And this song is for you, sister, because I know you like to toot it and boot it, sister. So this is your intro song, Toot It and Boot It. It's the icon herself, Kool-Aid Khan, honey. Toot it and boot it.
Booted and tooted. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. You are loud and clear.
Okay, let me get straight to the point. So I went to Pittsburgh, right? Okay, so everything
yes.
was cute. The whole ball, it started, you know, it finished. Congratulations to all the winners and, you know, the House of Empire, the kids from Buffalo. I got my life.
Your phone got some static on it.
Okay, can you hear me now?
It's breaking up.
Oh, God. It must be trying to tell me something, girl. Hold on. Can I call back in? Or can you call me right back? Or
call back in.
Is it fine now?
It's fine now.
Oh, okay. So, like I said, congratulations to everybody in Pittsburgh. I had a blast. Okay, so what happened was everything was fine. The ball was over, girl. So the House of Ibisu had Bam Bam Ebony's coat. You know, they were telling me, you know, this is Bam Bam. And I was like, okay. So I was on the mic, and I was like, I was calling Bam Bam trying to figure out where was he at. So they was explaining from one of the Infinity that came up to me and was like, Bam Bam is fighting. And I was like, huh? So, girl, I go outside and trying to figure out why Bam Bam is fighting. Still don't know the reason why he's fighting. So I go outside twice. So when Bam Bam comes in, he was debating with a Fem Queen. The Fem Queen was cute. When I saw her all night, I was giving her, like, props in my head while I was doing the ball. Not knowing that the girl who I was protecting was the person's friend that was trying to attack me. Now, the gagger is that not only was she trying to serve me, he had the nerve to bring trade, like real straight trade for me. And had the nerve to bring this girl, not only trying to attack me, because it wasn't just only me, it was even Father Chris Infinity. So, you know, everybody was like, Selwyn, don't go back outside. And I was like, you know what? And I sat down. But then I thought about it. I go, I shouldn't have to hide or I shouldn't have to go through, I can't go nowhere or can't do whatever I want to do when I've been in this scene for I don't even know how many years. For somebody even to come out their mouth because they mad because I'm saying that there's no legends in Pittsburgh, and then what make it so bad is that this incident was in August, mind you. How many months ago? We are now in December. So I thought about it, so then I got up, and I went to go, I broke the trophy, and I got my fire extinguisher. Because like I said, and I say it again, if I came here, I'm going to leave here the same way I came. So this message goes out to you know who you are, because at the end of the day, I still really don't know you and don't care. And what makes it even more what it is, you're not even born or raised or have a birth certificate or a college or a high school diploma that says Pittsburgh. Now the beef is with me and you, because the beef wasn't with me and you from the beginning. What happened was, Kelly, was I had explained myself in Ohio. This is how all this started. I explained myself in Ohio about how it wasn't no legends in Pittsburgh, and I was explaining how Chris Infinity in the future would be a legend. Silk Ebony came to me. We spoke about it. Everything was fine. I get a call from the child that tried it the first time. We went through a couple of words. I thought everything was fine. I turned around a couple of days later. Somebody had caught me unknown. It was not the child, and I'm not, like I said, I went and lied on nobody. It was not him, but it was another person. So that's when the Ain't No Legends in Pittsburgh had came up. I didn't really do it like how I wanted to do it at the Lakers Ball, but trust me, when I got to my sister's Rumble Ball, that's when I made it hot. So the beef wasn't even between me and this child. When I turned around 2 days, two to three days later, I get a threat message from this child, from the first child. So I'm like, well, what is she talking about? Because number one, I'm not even thinking about this child. So I paid it. So me showing the love that I have for Pittsburgh, even though my ticket was already paid for before the Legends Bowl, I dedicated myself to Pittsburgh, and just to let Pittsburgh know that I don't have no beef or any problems with Pittsburgh. I just have beef with whoever had called me unknown. And now the threat, but I paid it because I got to reach out. It's only words. Because if that's the case, I might as well say a lot of legends in different other states, if that's the case. So when I turned around, like I said, I went to the board. Everything was fine. I got my life from the Ebonies. I got my life from all the houses. So I'm not going to just say the Ebonies. I really got my life and had fun. And when I turned around, Missy was outside with Trey, and the cunt that was trying to get in, and the femme queen that was already in the building. And mind you, this was the femme queen that I was protecting from Bam attacking her. When I finally found out what was the reason why Bam was going off, because that's when they told me they got over me. No, Sherman, Bam is fighting over you and Chris. And I was like, fighting over me and Chris about what? Because when I said I had forgot all about that, that was summer. I'm in the winter now. So now my message goes out, and I know her girlfriends are listening or whatever. Anytime now you want it, now you come to me because I came to you. And if you really wanted me that bad, I came outside twice. And for you to even have to portray in this, girl, you're tacky. You're a tacky faggot, and I'm telling you, you're a tacky faggot. And if you want to know anything about me, because I don't think you do know, I don't fight in my clothes. So when I ask, I'm taking off my clothes, hit me. Because if I get you, you're going to know it. And this ain't got nothing to do with my house. But since you tried it and you wanted to bring trade, now come anywhere I go. My name is on every flyer. So anytime you want me, come. But know this, I will always have a surprise. And if anybody from that state, that's her girlfriend that wants me, call me back. Because trust me what I tell you, I'm waiting. And don't call with a blocked number, because if you're so whatever, say what you got to say, because I did what I had to do. I came to you, now come to me. Do y'all need me for anything else? If y'all do, call me back. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Ain't no legend in Pittsburgh. Well, how
gotta
was the function?
Oh, like I said, the function was fine. Everything was fine. Everything. People took their loss, like when I said people had won and people had lost, they hugged. No one said it was shade. And probably like the Vogue category, you know, you had to be concealed. That was the only problem, but it really wasn't really no big of a deal. But other than that, congratulations to the people that brung the runway category. You had to bring it like a legend. You had people bringing it like Aura. You had people bringing it like me. You had people bringing it like Warren Milan. You had people bringing it like, because I want to make sure I got the names. It was me, Aura Sinclair. If I'm correct, I think that's it. No, it was other people bringing it like other people, but they did not know who they were. And congratulations to the person that did win from the House of Empire and Mahogany. I forgot what house you're from, the one that brought up by Keith Balenciaga. My shout out goes definitely to you and the House of Infinity that really served Aura and Warren. They really did their thing. I can honestly say that. And whatever anybody else has had a ball in Pittsburgh, I don't have a problem of coming back. But I won't come back the same way how I came. So this time, when you want to have somebody, I think you better have a whole entourage, because you're definitely going to want it, because you're not going to need it. You're going to want it.
Okay. Well, bitch, if we need you for anything else, we got your number. We will definitely call you.
Love you.
Love you. And girls, that's your recap for Pittsburgh. Now, Switchboard, can you please go to the other side of the Bronx, please, and bring on the legendary overall East Coast mother, Nicole Kahn, so we can definitely get the recap of the Baltimore Bowl before we get into the Legends Bowl.
Everybody, Miss Kelly's been waking me up for the last 3 hours, so I'm getting it together.
So you went to the Pittsburgh Bowl. I mean, what did you think about all that madness?
What part? That I was just listening to. I got in on the end. I didn't get to hear everything that happened with my mother, but that was gags. I just heard a little bit of it. I'll call her.
Rodney, what do you think about it?
Yeah, Rodney, what happened? Tell me something. Ooh,
I just
made
up
well, I congratulations
person.
On what they gave your icon down. I love it.
Say it again.
I said congratulations on your icon bell. You're on your way to your icon bell. Congratulations on that. I love it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
I love it. I love it. I heard it. I said, oh. Oh, okay. I had to do
that.
My CIA report. I said, oh, okay.
But, yeah, I knew who the person was who Selwyn was talking about since they didn't call his name. We won't call his name either. But, yeah, I think it was, that was bad. I was like, wow.
Baby, yes, I was gagging at all of that. I was gagging at all of that, honey. But hold on the call before you get into your recap. Hold on the call.
Anyway, thank you.
We gotta pay some bills. We're going to the Legendary House of Escadas commercial.
The Legendary House of Escada presents. The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Fitness of Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. $20 back. Tables, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall. At the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenge. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Ronald Orr production.
Hello?
Yes.
What did
you
think of? Yes.
Say it again. So give us your take on the Baltimore ball.
Well, first of all, I want to give congratulations to the whole House of Kron. I think they did really, really good in Baltimore. They took home a lot of wins. Black had a fabulous ball. I haven't been to a ball where it was so calm and peaceful, and everyone just had so much fun. It wasn't as packed as you see a big ball, but for, you know, his status and where he has done and what he's doing in Baltimore, he had a really, really, really nice crowd. I must say all the Krons was in the building. Shout out to BJ Silk and all of them that came to represent. Definitely shout out to Black because I had went down there. They treated me very fabulous. It's been a long time since you enjoyed something to the point where it just made me upset about New York because it was just so fun and it was so calm. There wasn't nothing going on. The Ibisu was in the building. So all night it was pretty much Ibisu and Kron. There was a bunch of other people there, but as far as house settings, it was back and forth, Ibisu, Kron. The Kron took home most of the categories, except I think Team Realness and maybe about two other categories. Everything else, pretty much, they all came out there and did their thing. Brandy came. She said she was out there, Illuminati. She looks really good. She vogued down. Miss Kiana came out. Luna was there. I love Luna. Thank you. She came. Her support was everything. We had a real, real good time. I must say it was really quiet. It wasn't no shade that really went on, you know, at the ball at all. It was really calm. It was nice. And they gave out everything that they were supposed to give out. And they did also raise two big boxes of toys and stuff because the category, everybody had to bring a toy. And the toys went to people, you know, for families and stuff that have, you know, are unfortunate, and they're going to be able to bring these toys and stuff to their house for their children. So that worked out to be very beautiful. So a lot of kids will have a lot of toys. He had a lot
I
of
know
food.
That's right.
Yeah.
Honey, but somebody in the chat room said, Nicole, I got to disagree. There was shade.
Which part?
I don't know. That's just what they said.
Tell them to write it.
I got
to
disagree there.
I'm
Wall
not
Shay.
In the chat room, but tell them to write it to you so you can say it. Because I'm not in the chat
towards
room.
Towards the V-Sues, they say.
Towards
the V-Sues.
What part, what page?
They said it was Shay towards the V-Sues.
What part, what page? I mean,
I don't know. Well, tell me what happened. I heard it was a whole lot of controversy. I don't know. You
know,
girls send me all types
tell
of tweets.
Me, no, because, see, controversies is when things that were unfair. I sat for the first time, and since I've been mother, I sit and I watch the ball. We all know on this phone that Nicole's everywhere. So I sat and I pretty much watched all the ball, and I didn't see, I think they made, if Davisu saying it was shade, maybe for team realness, Black Mother chopped one of the girls who came out for realness. I don't know what is the category they talk about, because if there's something direct, I can definitely approach it. But for if it's about realness, I think, Rodney Kelly, I think that when people bring somebody for team realness, that you shouldn't cover them up. I don't think that they should be covered up with pounds and pounds of makeup, pounds and pounds of accessories, fur coats, and all this stuff. The category is not glamour girl realness. The glamour category is not.
They said most of the EVs were chopped for no reasons.
And the whole film was processed unfairly.
Processed? Unfairly? No. Processed unfairly? That's not true at all. James Little Corn won the Butchering Vogue fam. That was very, very, very deserved. There was a lot
The Corns won a lot of battles that they wasn't supposed to.
Well, I mean, that's all to my opinion. I'm not taking, let's clarify something. I'm a very fair person. If I thought there was somebody who walked in the House of Corn that walked realness over the Milan child, what's his name, Rodney, the light-skinned one with the beard that comes.
Oh, yeah,
down.
TJ, who won.
I think he should have won. Right. I think when it came, and I'm the mother of the House of Corn, but I thought that he should have won. So I'm a very fair person, and he won. And I personally didn't see any shade thrown as in, ooh, that was shady. No, I did not see that they were really battling the Evisus and the Corn. They really came to support. Shout out to the House of Evisu and Kiana and them. But I don't think that there was some terrible shade. I disagree. I disagree. Yes. And I didn't think they was chopped a bunch of times either. Maybe two or three of their children were chopped, one for a realness category and one for something else, but the Vogue Femme and Heels. I'm not sure who got that, if that was the Corn or Visu, but everything was Corn and Visu, Corn and Visu, Corn and Visu. Visu wasn't shaded to me. As the shade was going on, or they thinking the shade was going on, I'm assuming that Greg must have thought it was shade because he was announcing their achievements. And for them to have achieved so much and everything that they do when done, to feel that everything is shade whenever you don't win or whenever something is not brought your way, is unfair. Because it's unfair. There was some real shade that I thought that went on with me. Yeah, I did not have said anything about it because I'm not that type of girl. So if you thought that it was shade, and if it was shade, and if the House of Evisu thinks, then they need to call into this radio show and direct exactly where they thought the shade came from. Because me personally, and I'm not, like I said, defending the House of Cards. I don't do stuff like that. When right is right, wrong is wrong. They ate it. They was everything I think them got. They deserved to get. The ball was very nice. They had these nice flags.
We got some, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
They brought us some. They say Remy Ma Evisu should have won over Tiny Khan. Also, Ronnie Evisu should have won over Little James.
No, I don't believe that. I'm sorry, Rodney. I'm sitting there. The Remy Ma and Tiny, when you said that, I'm confused with that because I remember the child Little Tiny because she was chopped for realness. So I didn't know if she walked anything else. But she got chopped for realness. So if it was shade, then she would have gotten shade. She got chopped for realness. So I'm not sure. But Little James deserves to win that, and nobody's going to tell me anything different. Actually, when a first Corn walked, the Ibisu child got it over them, Magic. And to me, that was shade. Because everything is not about Rodney banging, swinging, moving. If you can spin and you spin out of your dip, that's a problem to me. If you're doing all this stuff and you're making all these theatrics and these cows, and at the same time you're falling out of them and you're not completing every element of the performance thing, then I think that this deserves a chop. So the Ibisu got it over Little Magic Khan, and then Little Jax came out and ate the building up. And he has been doing that lately, you know, for sure. So I think that was pretty much deserved. Shout out to James. He turned it. He turned it out. And he bowed down his dear life. So I totally disagree. So if you guys want to go look at the tape or get it.
Hey, hold on the call because I got a whole bunch of phone calls. So let me take some phone calls and see if some of these callers have something to say about some of these things that you're talking about. Hold
okay.
on. 407-697. You're live on the air on the recap show. 470-697, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay,
oh,
when I come to your number and I call your number two times and you don't answer your number, I'm going to completely disconnect you off the phone line. And it's a lot of girls on the phone line that's waiting to get in. So please, do not press 1 if you don't want to talk. Okay, the next call I have is 973-687. Live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, Lottie. What's going on? How you doing, Lottie?
Hi, Lottie.
Hey, Kevin. Hey, Nicole.
What's going on?
Nothing. I didn't press 1, but I'm not getting hung up on, so I'm going to say something.
Okay, Lottie. Press 1 again so your hand can go down.
Okay.
Okay. The next call I have is 410-476. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, what's up? This is Black.
What's going on, Black? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. What's up? Do you think everybody...
Nothing
well,
much. Just chilling.
Hey, Rodney. Congratulations. What's up, Kelly? Hey, Nicole.
Hey, brother. How are you?
I just
want
to pretty much... I'm all right.
You had a successful function?
Yeah, it was pretty much successful. The VCU, shout out to the VCU that came out. Shout out to the cons. Shout out to everybody else that came out. I know the VCUs and the cons was definitely in the building. It was a nice ball. We raised toys. Everybody had fun. The judges came out. People supported. For my first con ball, it was successful. I had over 200 people, so it was pretty decent for me. I do want to comment on the incident supposedly about shade. My mother was a judge, and she came because I asked her to come. She wasn't being shady. She ain't know nothing about the ball. They asked her, was this boy look like a boy? She said, yeah. They asked her, do this girl look like a girl? She said, no. It's her opinion. Everybody put on the panel for their opinion.
And this is your real mother?
This is my birth mother. My
oh, well, fuck. Get the fuck out of here, Mr. with these girls, Mr. Girl. Mr. If his real mother said that a film queen or a drag queen didn't look like a cunt, then it didn't look like a fucking cunt, Mr. She was born a woman, Mr. She knows what cunt is supposed to look like. And bitches is getting upset because they got chopped by a real motherfucking woman. That's, yeah, y'all emulating a motherfucking woman, girl. Y'all girls
but
need to be ashamed of yourself.
They were getting upset.
And chopped
like,
a pride, Mistake, and went home and did something with yourself,
Mistake. No, but that's not there. Like I said, I think that was the Ibisu who supported Black. It was very beautiful. Everything was calm. But it's no shade. They did eat them up, you know. And the Ibisu does a very good job, and they do, they are everywhere, all over the up and down. But, Kelly, yes, when it came down to the Femme Queen Realness, and it came down to them girls, it was giving too much. And
I mean, if y'all really want to ask me, I mean, if you want to talk about who really should have won Team Realness, and I'm not biased, I mean, it was a Prodigy, Steph Prodigy, and this other girl at Wall. I think she was a Milan.
My house member.
Niecy
Milan.
And, okay. And then it was Trishay Khan, and it was Damo Pretty Boy Realness from DC. I think they should have won over them, if you ask me. But everybody won that category. Yeah, but I'm just saying, I'm not saying it's because they had called. I'm just sitting back looking. I walked runners. I mean, it was my money, but at the same time, I sat back and I let it go like it went, because that's what my judges is for their opinion. Whoever walked away with the money was supposed to walk away with the money. I didn't get mad. Nobody else getting mad. Why do you used to get mad? No shade. I mean, I came out there in front, and everybody kept forgetting what was the purpose of the ball. Toys for tots. I mean, yeah, some of them came up, they didn't even both. Okay, prime example. Them two that came up, the only one of them had a gift. If I really wanted to be shady, I could have tried both of them, because both of them didn't have a gift. But they still got up there, put their one gift in there, and they came down to the realness. Not nothing else but the realness. So, I mean, it wasn't shade. My mother is shit. She knew all this. She enjoyed herself. She called me the next day. I enjoyed myself. I can't wait to do it again. Shit, my whole family was there. I mean, come on. It was just all about love and support. Toys for Tots. That's pretty much what
it was. I want to have a ball and have all. I want to have all real fish on my panel, bitch.
Hey. But yeah, I do thank everybody for coming out to the ball. Nicole, I had a good time with you here in Baltimore. Luna, I thank you. I thank everybody. Selk, Oprah. I thank Mother Kiana. I thank Kenny. I thank Rike Allure. I thank Dana, Mother Dior. I thank all my judges. Everybody that came out, I thank you. Snoopy Balenciaga, Cayenne Prodigy. Who else? Monique Revlon.
Monique was in the building.
Trouble Ebony. I thank you. I had a good fair panel. And, I mean,
and the Allure was up
fun.
In there, too. Let's not forget the Allure.
Yeah.
The Allure was in the motherfucking building.
Yeah, the Allure one, I think he won Face, I think. I can't remember. Okay, Christopher Allure, I think is that's his name. But, yeah, they was there. We actually had a good time. I thank everybody for coming out, because it gagged me. It showed me I'm doing something right in the barber scene for 200 people to come out to my bar. 200 plus, actually. On the day of, congratulations to Tony, my father, for his ball too. I appreciate it, the love that you showed me in Baltimore, even though you had your ball in Atlanta. But yeah, I thank you all. I'm trying to do something different with the House of Con, as far as my name in the house, and we're doing it right. So yeah, Luna on the outside too, we're doing it right. Trying to anyway.
Oh.
We see it. They see it. So pack it. That's my thing. Y'all see it. We see it. They see it. So pay it.
I know that's right. Hold on. I haven't sent Rodney numbers back over to Switchboard.
He got disconnected.
He got disconnected off the line.
But he definitely would have had a ball out there, Kelly. It was really, really cute. Shout out to the Legends Ball. CEO Fox, James Kahn, definitely going to give you a shout out. Your house is in the building. They was doing their thing. It was real nice. It was really nice. I got all the pictures all on Facebook. You know, I had to wait, like if I was waiting for the record to drop. That's how beautiful it was for me. You know,
hi,
I really
thanks for calling today. The number you have dialed has been disconnected. Or is
No
further information is available
no,
about
right.
this number.
No,
please hang up
mama.
And try again.
No.
Sorry you're having problems.
No, Mama. No. Not
hi, thanks for calling today. The number you have dialed has been disconnected, or is
oh,
not
that's
in
that's him. That's the wrong.
No
that
further
was,
information is available about this number. Please hang up and try again. Sorry you're having problems.
Thing, honey. Hold on.
Yeah, I hope so, Katie.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for calling today. The number you have been disconnected or is no longer in service. No information is available about this number.
Yeah,
please hang up and try
clock.
Again.
You.
Sorry you were having problems.
Get Rodney on his phone. I want to know what's going on. Get him on the phone.
Hi. Thanks
what's
for calling today. The number you have dialed has been disconnected or is no longer in service. No further information is available about this number. Please hang up and try again. Sorry you were having problems.
Investigation.
Who's number?
That number right there, really is no
hi, thanks for calling today. The number you have dialed has been disconnected or is no longer in service. No further information is available about this number. Please hang up and try again. Sorry you're having problems.
Hold on, y'all. Let's take a break. Let me take a break.
Hi, thanks for calling today.
Hold on,
the number you have dialed has been disconnected.
The Legendary House of Escada presents. The Mental Asylum. Crazy about Escada. The 10th anniversary celebration of the Midwest House of Escada Ball. Saturday, December 18th, 2010. Doors open at 7 p.m. Legend Statement to Stars begins at 8 p.m. sharp. The ball is free before 9 p.m. For $20 back. Table, $150 in advance. The Mental Asylum, held at the McCormick Ballroom of Herman Hall at the Illinois Institute of Technology, 3241 South Federal Street, Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000 for runway. Legendary versus $1,000 winner versus of the years versus challenger. Are you up to it? Grand prize number two for $1,000. Open door. Then performance. Legendary versus $1,000 winners versus of the years versus challenger. We'll see you there. Mini grand prize for $250. Open to all legendary realness. The ball will begin promptly at 8 p.m. and end promptly at 2 a.m. Don't gag.
The Legendary House of Escada.
The Mental Asylum.
Crazy about Escada.
The proceeding was a Lana Lord production.
Yo, thank you. I had to get technical support, honey. I had to fix that problem, honey. But to all you girls that's out there that's having balls that's coming up next year, because I know, you know, it's the end of the year, and you're definitely having balls that's definitely coming up next year, you can definitely hit up TensorChops@yahoo.com, or you can definitely hit myself up at LegendaryKellyMizrahi@yahoo.com, and we can definitely advertise your ball, definitely for you, just like we did the House of Escada ball, and you can definitely get it on the air. We play your commercial, you come up here the Wednesday before the function, and that whole night will be dedicated towards you that Wednesday, and it's only 100 sisters, honey. You can go to every other place and promote your ball, Miss Day, and you can definitely come here and promote your ball also, Miss Day. We have a variety of listeners from all states that listen, so everybody will know about your function. So definitely hit it up. Don't fuck it up. Back to Black and Nicole.
So where's Black? He still there? Or is he going?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So like I said about I'm gagging it. They said it was shades from both them. Like I said, James has just not have done function.
The Vogue Femme thing, they actually got to the point where they did one vote. They said it was Miss Wrong, so they did another vote. They got stuck with 5-5. They actually had them vote some more. And then Enrique gave his last vote to Lord James. I thought it was a good-ass battle. I mean, who walked away? Who's supposed to walk away with it? I mean, I don't think it was no shade.
Anytime, and you know, he's been winning. So kudos and shout out to James. He turned it out and he came in there. Magic, I thought that was shade, but it wasn't no big thing. And Ibisu got it over him.
Oh yeah, but let me just say, grand prize to Mousy and Roger Khan for Sneaker versus Sneaker. Grand prize to Kimora Khan and Orlando Khan for Team Runway. Grand prize to Lord James Khan and Tiny Khan for performance. A grand prize to the EVC for Realness with a Twist, and grand prize to the Milan and the Prodigy for Team Realness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, I know that's right, honey. But Black, I definitely do want to thank you for calling in, and congratulations on your function. And the next time you have one, make sure it's not on the same day as the Legends Ball, and I will definitely be in the building.
I definitely will. Thank you. I won't.
Hello, Black. I'll talk to you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we go into Tuesday night co-host, the icon herself, the one, the only, Cabbage Patch Ebony. You're live on the air, Cabbage.
Good evening, everybody. How you doing? Hi, Kelly. Hi, Nicole. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Angie.
Good evening,
What's
Cabbage.
Going on? I was planning on going to the Legends Ball, and then I had a family crisis. So I couldn't go to neither nor none. I wanted to go to the Baltimore Bowl because my sister lives in Baltimore, but I was not able to go due to a family crisis. I'm so sorry to everybody. But hi, you guys. I see that it's Pittsburgh was hot, hot, hot.
Yes, it was.
Hot, hot, hot.
They were trying to beat my sister down, honey.
I want to know who was trying to beat her. This is what I want to know.
Well, we're not going to put his name out there, honey. But she said that he brought the trade for her to the ball. He brought the trade in the cuts.
Who did y'all talk about? The child, Damon? Go ahead. What was y'all saying?
Yeah, the child, Damon. He had a film queen at the ball, scoping out the ball to make sure Kool-Aid was definitely in the building. After the function was over, the film queen started some chaos, and then he came with the tray and the cut to beat Miss Kool-Aid.
So who was he, Damon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because y'all keep not saying his name.
Yes, it was a mess.
Why is that not saying his
name? I love you, Cabbage. Say name.
Why was I not saying his name?
Oh, because Kool-Aid didn't reveal his name. But now since somebody else came in and spilled the name, we can talk about it.
She said she didn't want to
give life to nobody, so she didn't want to mention his name.
She didn't want his life taken.
I wasn't supposed to say the name?
Oh, shit.
Well, it's the recap show in Messy Mondays.
Oh, I'm sorry. I called it on the wrong night. I didn't know I was supposed to say the name. Oh, I'm not so sorry. I mean, it is what it is at the end of the motherfucking day. Yes, before they want to send threatening phone calls, my number is on Facebook, and Cabbage Ebony said it. Okay.
Ooh, I know that's right, honey.
Forget being over on East Coast, mother. I said it. That's why I demanded for my house not to go.
Auntie.
Yeah.
To correct you, the name is Damon Blonde.
Oh, that's it. I was trying to tell y'all I didn't know the name, Damon. Yeah, that's what it was. Okay. You see how you do it, Nicole?
Right. I like that, Auntie.
I've been learning
how to do that. Are we talking about power?
Well, Damon Blonde, if you're out there and you're on the phone line and you're listening, please call in because I definitely do want to hear your side of the story. And I heard that you might have girlfriends on the line listening. So, girlfriends, if y'all on the phone, please tell Damon to definitely call in to the show this day.
And
if you can't get through, tell one of y'all to hit me up at legendarykelly@yahoo.com, and I will send over the switchboard for him to clear the lines to make sure he definitely do get up here on this lines mistake because we need him on the lines. All you girls, all retirement, honey. I'm on retirement now, honey. I'm not working the boards no more. Switchboard and switch trade is back in the building, and I'm not working anymore. So, girls, be careful what you say because you know how they get. You might get clicked off. You might get booted off. You might get banned. I'm not doing it, so you be careful. Okay. Now, let's get to the madness, honey. How you doing, bitch? It is now 12 o'clock, and now it's definitely time to go into the Legends Ball, honey, bitch. Okay. Well, Ronnie, let me see. This is where I'm going to start at.
Okay.
And could y'all all
you know.
Wait, I want to say could y'all all be truthful and tell the story the right way? Could we not be sugarcoat and there's no bees over here? Could we all tell it the right way? Thank you.
Well, I was waiting for Tony to call in.
because Tony said he was going to call in because he had some things to say. But I don't. I've been calling him since the show started, and I don't know where he at. Hold on, I have a full. I have a Baltimore number. Hold on. 443-813. You're live on the air.
Hey, how are you, Callie? This is Brandy Illuminati.
Hi, Brandy.
Hey, Cal. Hey, Rodney.
What's going on?
Hey, Nicole.
Hi, Nisi. How are you?
What's the tea? I have to disagree with so many things on this radio show tonight. First and foremost, the ball was shot. Let's start there. There was a couple of people in. What made the ball cute was that the Evisha definitely was in the motherfucking building. Kenny was there, Kiana was there. Mostly everybody else was basically from Baltimore, and the cars was in the building definitely. The highlights of the ball was Miss Singh, Miss Korn, who went with Queen Drag Runway with a regular haircut, but she ate it. Remy Ma and Tiny definitely battled down. I definitely agree that Miss Remy Ma definitely broke Miss Tiny down. Butch Queen Vogue Femme was cute. I also think that James is voguing down. I really didn't get into the battle with him at Boom because it was draining me after a while, but he was definitely voguing the whole time. But furthermore, the ball was tired. That shit was shot, bitch. It was a lot of shade on the panel. Baby Evisha got shot for realness, bitch, and they had no right. It was just, bitch, that shit was shot. It was horrible. It was a horrible function. It was horrible. I mean, I'm just here to say that it was horrible, bitch. It was horrible and it was disgusting. Furthermore, bitch, the person who gave the ball is disgusting and horrible.
Oh, shit.
Just to make that clear. It's not no shade to the house of Korn, like in general, whatever. Because you know, if I don't, I can't. You know, it's no shade to the house of Korn, but to Black Miss, I think I'm all this and all that, and I'm nothing. Yes, she's horrible. Her ball was horrible. And I'm sorry that that's your girlfriend, Nicole. Auntie, you know I love you. Don't.
Black, are you there, Black? Black? His number's still there, but I guess he must have hit the phone down.
I'm here. So, pretty much, Brandy's my sister, and she's going through something personal, and she's bringing it to the radio. So I further not have no calm yet, but my ball was SSS, and her personal opinion is her personal opinion.
Right, and my personal opinion is that that ball was horrible. Let's be honest. If it wasn't for the house of Evisha and for the house of Khan, bitch, it wouldn't even have been a ball.
I had 250 people at my ball.
They brought the most people to the ball. And the House of Cards. The Cards and the Beaches was definitely in the building.
Again, you have your opinion.
In my opinion, it was horrible. The girls who walked, the girls who did come and show support, it was cute to watch certain people walk because bitches was out there bringing it, yes. But if it was not for the House of Cards and that for the House of Evisha supporting it, bitch, it would not have been a ball.
Everyone went to the Legends Bowl. I mean, anyone that was someone part, most of the people went to the Legends Bowl.
Nicole came on here and gave her opinion about how she thought the ball was cute. I begged the difference, so I wanted to give my opinion on how the ball was tired.
All right. I thank you for your opinion. And I hate that you brought out personal problem to the radio.
It is not personal. I said nothing.
Our personal problem do not belong on this radio. And you're my sister, and you gagging me about you bringing your personal problem to the radio.
You have disrespected me on three different occasions, bitch. I'm not your sister, honey. Your ball was shot. You're shot, and that's the end of that.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion. And I'm not going to feed into you on this radio.
Okay. Well, I'm just making sure I got my point across clear.
Well, your point was very clear. Everybody heard you loud and clear.
She won't call.
Oh,
OMG.
Yeah, but Miss Kelly,
thank
like,
you, Randy, for definitely calling in. A baby. Dude, she came and woke the show up. I mean, bitch, honey. Oh, my God. If anybody else got anything to say about Pittsburgh, Baltimore, or Virginia, please press 1 right now. Okay? And come up here. Because we're about to go into the Legends Ball. And after we start talking about the Legends Ball, we're not going in to any of those other states anymore. It's going to be strictly about the Legends Ball. So if you have anything to say, please press 1 now. Okay? Okay, I guess nobody has anything to say because nobody's pressing 1. But while I was taking my commercial break, I don't know how true this is, but you know I am a gossiping bitch, and I do gossip, and I spill the tea. I don't know how true this is. I couldn't confirm or deny this, but somebody told me that Mother Lola Balenciaga got her face cut and splashed by Extravaganza, Film Queen. I don't know how true this is, but I will investigate it, and I will let you know if it's really true. But that's the tea that's going around.
Oh, my God!
So that's the tea that's going around, but I don't know how true it is.
Bring your voice to your phone. I can't hear you, Auntie. You way back there. Come up closer.
I'm coming.
So, yes, honey.
Hello.
Oh.
Well, Kelly.
So that's the tea. Oh yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Okay.
So let me.
We ready for the Legends Ball?
Yeah, we're ready for the Legends Ball. We're going to the Legends Ball. Nobody press 1. I gave them a few minutes. Nobody press 1. Okay. So now, okay, I went to Atlanta this weekend. It was a one night only special. I flew in, I flew back, and I was home. I got to Atlanta. I left here at 12:25 and got to Atlanta around 3 o'clock. I went straight from the airport to Checkers to give me something to eat, straight from Checkers to the restaurant, all in due process of me thinking that I had to be at this ball by 4 o'clock, mistake. I was going to leave the hotel room by 5:30, get there a little late, and, you know, get my nails and stuff done. And so I was waiting for my phone call once I finished getting my nails and my feet done. That, you know, so I can go to the ball. I got a phone call around 7:30, and he said, I'm in process. I'm going to the ball. I mean, like, okay, well, let me get my girls together, and we leave it out the door to get to the function. So to all you girls in the chat room that said the ball started at 8 o'clock, the ball didn't start at 8 o'clock. Get your facts together, okay? I got to the ball about 8 o'clock. I sat around, and I think it was about 50, 60 people in the building. It was a bunch of girls outside. I don't know how could they be on the stand outside, bitch. I ain't never been to Atlanta, and I had to take my fur to Atlanta. But I took my fur because it was cold in New York, bitch. But it was not Hotlanta in Hotlanta. It was fucking Brick City in Atlanta. It was cold as fuck. Bitch, I got to the ball about 8 o'clock. And I sat there for 2.5 hours before the ball started. The ball did not start until 10:15. I was sitting on the judge panel. I looked over at Rodney. I said, Rodney, it's 10:15, Rodney. We nodded at each other. It was 10:15 when the ball started. The ball was supposed to start at 4. It didn't start until 10:15. The ball went on, they had Legislative of the Stars, they did that, 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 they did that. Rodney, go ahead, take it away, and I'll go in and out with you, Rodney.
Okay. Well, what I'm going to do right now is announce some of the winners at the ball. I was trying to write some down, but someone kept coming borrowing my pen, so I had to miss a few. We'll start with
Marcus, you're wrong. The ball did not start at 8:45. The ball started at 10:15. Because I looked at my phone, and I said to Rodney, it's 10:15.
Right. Yes. correct.
Hello, Rodney.
I definitely didn't start at 8 anything. Best Dressed Spectator, No One Walked. New Face in All Black, a tall, light-skinned guy. He was definitely lovely. His name was Silk Revlon. Butch Precision Haircuts was won by Buddha Balenciaga. Butch Green Labels, Head to Toe, 10,010 pieces. No One Walked. Sim Queen Flex Siren, No One Walked. Women's Face, Totally Done, was won by a young lady named Denise Revlon. Drag's Runway in Plaids, Stripes, and Polka Dots was won by Mackenzie Chanel. The next category was The Old Way. By the way,
Paul, fix your phone.
Say it again.
Nicole, fix your phone.
I'm not, my phone is not messed up. That's all behind
way.
The computer. I'm sorry.
And then you had the Star was won by Johnny Revlon. The Statement was won by Brian Balenciaga. And The Legend was won by Hassan Ebony. They all had to battle for one winner, and that was Brian Balenciaga. And then The New Way was won by Jose Stiffy Revlon. Definitely was in the building. And then for The Money, Brian had to battle Stiffy, and it was a hot, hot battle. That was definitely probably my highlight at the ball. Was the Old Way versus New Way between them two. And Brian won over Stiffy for The Money. So he definitely made a statement that night. Next category was Sim Queen Realness. The Star winner was Kiara Blahnik. And the Legendary Realness winner was, and congrats on your new status, Lisa Prodigy. You know, some girls say they had a problem with it, but, you know, the judges didn't, and the commentators and the icons in the building didn't, so congrats to Lisa.
Oh, Mr. Mel, what the fuck you keep calling me for?
Ooh.
Oh.
Ooh.
Next
Ooh,
category, next category was Vogue Femme, Soft and Cut in Red and Dramatics in Black, each broken down again. So, Star, Statement, and Legend. The Star was won by Jatara Blahnik. The Statement was won by Nigel Revlon. And The Legends was Baby Boy and Marquise Revlon. The Star and The Statement battled. The Blahnik won. And then she had to battle The Legend. She battled Marquise and she lost. So congrats overall for the cash was the Revlons. Dramatic side, you had the Star was Japan Mizza. The Statements were Jeffrey and Mimi Revlon. And the Legend was Peanut, but he was chopped. And they battled, and the winner was the Star, Japan Mizza, overall. The next category was Was called All-American Runway Minigram. The Star was won by Vito Milan, and The Statement was won by Daryl Illuminati. There wasn't any legendary All-American guys there, and the winner was Daryl Illuminati. Twister, they had two Twister categories, Twister Runway and Twister Performance. Twister Runway was won by the Mizrahis, Melvin and Nemo Mizrahi. And then we went on to the grand prize, which was Runway. There was a lot of people brought it. You had to either bring it like Andre or Tony. And so each battle was an Andre and a Tony. Then you ran out of Tonys. It was one Tony left. So all the Andres had to battle each other until they came down to one Andre and one Tony. And then they battled for the end. And at the end, it was Keith Balenciaga prevailing, and he won $1,000 as Andre. And then one of the most controversial categories was Body. Junie Milan won Mod Elle's, and Hercules Blahnik, one muscular. During that time, it was a lot of conflict on what the judges were looking for, what they're supposed to be looking for. So Andre got the flyer and read the category to the judges. And upon, you know, reading the category, examining both individuals, having them turn around, show your legs, show your chest, show your six-packs, show, you know, everything that they asked for, Judy Milan won the category. At that point, the girls started booing. So, you know, it was a talk about that earlier on the earlier show about who was booing, who wasn't booing, the loser houses booing and people saying, no, it wasn't them and stuff like that. I watched everything. But congratulations again to Junie on his win. Butch Realness, Trans Man's Realness. Butch was won by the House of Prodigies, and the Trans Man was won by Jamel Balenciaga. Woman's Body was won by legendary Lady Blahnik. That's all I have for that. Kelly, any comments on anything?
No. I just want to
actually, because my honest opinion, to the, all the girls that's in the chat room that was accent, there was no LSS. There was only L's. There was no LSS. If you wasn't a legend, you wasn't called out. And that's the way it's always done at a Legends Ball. So y'all can stop asking about LSS. There was none. But the only thing that I want to say, and it's no shade, Tony is my uncle, Andre is my father. But out of a 1 to 10, like I say, I rate everybody ball is no shade. Out of a 1 to 10, the Legends Ball was definitely about a 4.5 to me. It was definitely a 4.5, and the 2% was the other categories, and the other 2.5% was the motherfucking big girls, Miss Thang, Miss Mother Jasmine Milan, Mother Felicity Mizrahi, Mother Shay Shay Chanel, Quisha Chanel, and I don't know the Revlon Chow name, was the other 4.5%. Jade Revlon. They was the other 4.5% of that motherfucking ball. Y'all big bitches came from wherever the fuck y'all was hiding at all fucking night long, and y'all woke that motherfucking building up. Because the ball was motherfucking late, and it was tired, and it was draining, and so y'all big bitches came on the back of that floor, and y'all woke that motherfucking building up. So, like I said on that motherfucking judges panel, big girl, stand the fuck up. My sisters made me motherfucking so proud of all of them, bitch, and I have never, ever, in my years, in my 8 years of being able to sit on a judges panel, I have never, ever been on the judges panel and ever got up out my seat and started going crazy for anybody, because I don't see judges doing that. But when those big bitches came on that floor, I had no other choice but to get out my seat. And not just for my sister, Mother Felicity Mizrahi, for all five of y'all motherfucking bitches. Y'all bitches turned the motherfucking building the fuck out, and I motherfucking live. I was so proud of all my motherfucking big sisters' work, bitches, because y'all woke the building up. Baby, it was no food on the table. It was only a little thing that hold a weight down on the table for balloons. Was no food. They didn't have food in the back for sale. The girl said that the drinks that they had, the drinks was fabulous, Miss Thang. They had legends in the back. If you wanted to suck up on a legend, Miss Thang, you could have went in the back and you could have sucked up on a legend at the judges panel, at the back at the bar, Miss Thang. But that would mean that you sucked on that legend, Miss Thang, that you was going to get your tens from the legends that was on the judges panel. You was just sucking on those legends in the back. They said the drinks was fabulous. I enjoyed that, Miss Thang. I enjoyed seeing all the girls that were definitely in the building. The only thing that I didn't enjoy about this motherfucking ball, bitch, and this, I'm going to say this time and time again, if you hear a ball that has Legends Ball on it or Paris Dupree, Miss Thang, bitch, these are motherfucking balls, bitch. I don't give a fuck if it's 50 fucking balls going on in every fucking state in New York City, Miss Thang. I think everybody in the fucking ballroom scene should have been at the fucking Legends Ball, Miss Thing. I don't give a fuck what controversy or what you heard about them taking statuses or anything. I think everybody should have been at the Legends Ball. Just like I thought everybody should have been at Paris Dupree Ball when she had her ball. I don't give a fuck if she had the ball with Alverni in. I don't give a fuck if Paris had a fucking ball with a no crickety wicket, Miss Thing. A bitch that was a 007 bitch that just came out a week ago, Miss Thing, and won her first trophy at the clubhouse, Miss Thing. And Paris decided to have a ball with her. I think everybody should have been at that fucking ball. It was late and it was tired. The girls was not at the function. I was absolutely gagging that it was not that many girls, Miss Thing. And I don't know, but a lot of people were saying, oh, they didn't go to the ball, Miss Thing, because it was in Atlanta. The Legends Ball should have been in New York. I don't know. I don't understand.
Well, I think
that would really be one
of the reasons why that it probably was. I've always been to every Legends Ball since I've been out. And it always has been here in New York, and it has never, ever been empty or never rated under 8. That's how fab a Legend Ball is. I do think that, I don't blame Andre and Tony. When I even went to Baltimore, and I told you this earlier, I have a problem with New York City now. I have a problem with my own city. I have a problem with us here who can't keep these things together where we can have places and stuff where we can have balls at, so that they won't encounter this problem when it's time to bring a phenomenal ball like the Legends Ball to the scene. It won't be a problem. But because of all the things that are going on as far as this ballroom and how big it's growing, New York City is losing their light, and the Legends Ball was taken to Atlanta. So now girls eat crow here because they're not having the same ball.
No, hold on, Nicole, hold on. Traveling is not what it used to be. That's what somebody just said in the chat room. Let me tell you something. They asked me months ago to be on the Khan judges panel, Miss Thing, when the black market was black market, Miss Thing. Now the black market is chopped, Miss Thing. The black market got chopped, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks before the Khan ball. She got chopped, Miss Thing. They asked me to be on that panel for the Khan ball, Miss Thing. And I told James that I will be there at that ball for him and Ayana. I will be there at that ball. I got my fat black ass up. And I got on motherfucking Greyhound, bitch, 22 motherfucking hours to motherfucking Atlanta. Bitches feel that they too motherfucking fab to want to get on the motherfucking buses and go to motherfucking balls and shit because they had the luxury of that $18 million of black market scheme for all these motherfucking years, bitch. These bitches, no bitch is too motherfucking fab to get on the motherfucking bus and go to motherfucking Atlanta. That's the motherfucking problem. Whether it's Atlanta, whether it's any place, mistake, bitches want to feel too fab. Bitches is too busy smelling their motherfucking panties and their motherfucking britches because they so used to flying, Miss Thing. If girls start coming out with their flyers six and 4 months in advance, Miss Thing, you could absolutely go online and get you a ticket for no more than $100, Miss Thing, and the girls could definitely be at the ball, Miss Thing. No, because you know why? Girls is too busy wanting to craft the motherfucking tickets. Then they want to craft the hotel room, Miss Thing. They want everything for motherfucking free. Everything in this world can't be motherfucking free, bitch. These bitches been too many years on their motherfucking loyalty, Miss Thing, of craft, Miss Thing. It's over with. It's done, bitches. If you want to go to functions and you want to be at functions, you got to pay like you motherfucking way. And if you can't pay like you motherfucking way, then keep your motherfucking ass home, bitch, because there's a lot of bitches out here that be at these functions and they feeling sad, bitch, and they ain't got a pot to piss in or a window to throw it the fuck out of. How the fuck you doing?
I forgot to mention the realness category. I will get shot if I don't do that. Pretty Boy Realness was won by Junior Blahnik. Boo Boy Realness was won by Tay Chanel. Regular Schoolboy Realness was won by Baby Boy Prodigy. Legendary Realness overall, but Thug was won. No, let's see. Thug. Oh my God. I can't remember who won Legendary Thug. But overall, Legendary Realness was won by Rucka Revlon. Regular Thug Realness was won by Neil Chanel. Yeah. And Sneaker versus Sneaker, the mini grand, was also won by Neil Chanel. Brandon is. Oh, one more.
Yeah, sorry, I went down for a minute, honey.
What's Queen State?
I had to get myself back together. You know I'm a fat bitch, and these girls made me go off, honey.
Down for a second.
I had to go down, honey. I had to go get my husband and inhale a bitch and take me a puff, because they made me mad. Honey, they made me mad, honey. I was just gagging. But, yes, but, I enjoyed, even though it wasn't a lot of people there, I enjoyed myself at the after hours and to that ugly crocodile wrestler bitch that was trying me at the function mistake and just saying what she was saying when I was walking past.
Say name.
You gotta be lucky for this girl mistake that told me not to jump on your motherfucking ass, because I'm going to jump on your motherfucking ass mistake. You wrestle with alligators, bitch, but you never tussle with a motherfucking elephant like me, bitch. So you better stop trying me when I come to Atlanta, bitch, because I will trample all on your ass, bitch. Play what you want to.
Honey,
alligator wrestler, everybody know what alligator wrestler I'm talking about. Honey, hold on, we got a caller. 917-854. You're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, they hung up. I guess they don't want to talk.
Who is the wrestler? She's trying you every single time. Why are you not saying names?
This ain't that alligator wrestler mistake, because, she talks about what she, she says what she says, mistake, but she, the girls in the chat room, mistake, y'all girls in the chat room, girls in the chat room.
Wait, I'm coming. Wait, I need to come. Hold on. I need to see this name. Hold on. Wait, chat room, repeat that again. Hold on.
My girls in the chat room is on it, honey. But any of you girls is out there, and you have anything to say about the Legends War, if you were at the Legends War, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time. We're definitely taking comments and calls and everything about the Legends War. I guess Tony didn't – I don't know where Tony is at. I don't know where Tony's at, and he's not answering his phone. So I guess we're not going to have Tony on. And if Tony was coming on, then Audrey was coming on. But Tony's not coming on, and I don't know where he's at, so I guess Tony's not going to come on. And so I thought the show was going to be longer because Tony and Audrey were supposed to come on, because Tony had called me early and he had a lot to say. But I don't know what happened to Tony. Tony must have fell asleep or whatever. So we didn't get a chance to Tony. Hold on. We got another caller. 704-236, you're live on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes.
Hey, this is Mother J, North Carolina Revlon. How everybody doing?
Hey.
I just wanted to give a shout out to all the big girls that was in the function for the weekend. It really, I was very humbled about the love and support I got back from everybody, being that it was my first time walking a new category, and I just felt real humbled to be in the same building as legends like Jasmine and Shay Shay, and just known girls, and how it was so much love. Even though the category was hot, we all hugged and still united as one afterwards, So I just wanted to say that, and y'all have a blessed night.
No, Jay, you know what, Jay? You still here, Jay?
Yeah, I'm here.
Baby, let me tell you something. I don't know if you was on the line listening earlier. Y'all big bitches woke the motherfucking building up. The ball was late with a triple capital motherfucking L. Y'all bitches woke that motherfucking building up, bitch. The bitches needed to be standing up for y'all all night long because y'all made the motherfucking ball hot. The ball was a flop until y'all came in the building.
Exactly, and that's why all these legends and all these leaders having these balls, let's not forget about the big girls, because it's a new era, and us bitches are taking over. And you talk to yourself, like everybody said, that's my father, and the ball was kind of late, and we did need more support, but it is what it is. The big girls taking over, and it's a new era, and history is going to be made within the big girls.
Well, baby, let me tell you something. I'm about to have a ball in New York, honey. I'm about to have a ball. Me and Ballroom Throwbacks, and I'm definitely going to Sparta Big Girls Trilogy for $1,000 because I want all you big bitches to come to New York, bitch. The girls is watching it on Ballroom Throwbacks or The Clip, but I want the girls in New York to see the, what the fuck y'all did in motherfucking person because y'all bitches fucked it up, and I got my L-I-F-E from y'all.
Oh, thanks, Wes. Y'all have it. I damn sure I'll be there, so.
It's definitely going to happen.
All right. Y'all have a good night. I got to get to bed. And I love all y'all. Y'all have a blessed evening.
Okay. Thank you, Jay, for definitely calling in.
You're welcome.
We have another caller, and it's 404-484. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing great to yourself.
What's going on? This is Mother Jaja from North Carolina.
What's going on, Jaja?
Nothing, girl. Oh, my God. I saw the Big Girl clip on YouTube. I was so amazed. I was happy, really, like, wow, like, they really did come out, and they really did wake that ball up, like you said. But I wish I could have been there, but I was in L.A. with my parents. There was a whole bunch of other stuff going on. But, Kelly, you need to keep all the Big Girls informed on your vials because we're coming through.
Oh, right. Watch out for the Big Girls.
They better
be bitches in the building because, bitch, bitch, when I tell you, those girls made me get up out of my motherfucking chair for each and every last one of them, bitch.
I really live for the fact that, you know what I'm saying, because, Kelly, of course, you know, I have always looked up to you. You know what I'm saying? It's one of the rock rocking Big Girls, Jasmine, Rose, Shay Shay, and I just feel like, you know, like my sister Jade was calling in and saying, it's an honor to be on the same stage as them, you know, doing what they've done. And I mean, it's like
yes,
a, it's
bitch,
a really fun,
yes.
it's a fun category for me, and I'm just eager to continue to learn. I remember I walked in January and I had one. Kelly, you remember I had that gold hat down in my cap?
Yes.
But, yeah, it was a fun thing, but I enjoyed the YouTube clip. I wish I could have been there. But, Kelly, please call me and keep me informed and stuff on your vibe.
Okay, I definitely will.
Okay, bye, y'all.
Bye. So you, then you throw in the ball, and you throw in the ball with ballroom throwbacks. Lovely.
Yes, we're having a function, honey.
Lovely for the throwback. Lovely. What my thing was, Kelly? Oh, The alligator, is that a femme queen or a butch queen? Because I don't know if you put that together for me. So is it a butch queen or a femme queen you're talking about?
It's supposed to be a femme queen.
Okay,
it looks like a looker in the face. And if you go to Ballroom Throwbacks on Facebook, you can definitely see the pictures. It looks like a looker.
Chat room, who did y'all say that was again? Because I'm here now, I can see. Who would y'all say that was?
and I was just gagging and saying all the little smart comments and everything that I was getting when I got up off the judge's panel and I walked past and I was walking past and the way the girls was eyeballing me, honey, and everything. And then, you know, when I travel, it's Eminem when I travel, you know, Ms. Milan when I travel. So, you know, I'm always traveling with the Milan. So, you know, I was in the little section with Kadon and Tashawn and everybody. And then, you know, and Stuart was over there. And the wrestler came over to me saying it was looking at me and eyeballing me, and everybody was catching the mistake from all over the room and saying, they was giving her, why is she looking at you like that? I said, I don't know, mistake. I don't know. And I was just sitting there, and I was just trying to be a lady or a knight, mistake, and it really made me want to, and it was just so.
A wrestler, she's not big at all.
Well, that's what they told me, Miss Thing. They told me she was from the backwaters of motherfucking Florida, Miss Thing, and she used to be an alligator wrestler. That's what the girls told me. I don't know how true it is.
Wrestler.
Yes, that's what the girls told me.
Mistake, but I don't know how true it is, Mistake, but that's what they told me, Mistake. And so, you know, I was in my element all night long, Mistake, and I, you know, I always come prepared, Mistake, to the ball to change, Mistake. And I wanted to go out in the car and pin on my Timberlands and my jeans and everything, but, you know, I really felt, you know, I really felt really good. I really felt good. And I felt so good because, bitch, you know, me and Stuart, we go through everything we go through. And but Stuart and Tony really made me feel good because Stuart came up to me and he goes, Miss Kelly, bitch, you know me and you don't see eye to eye. But, bitch, I got to tell you, bitch, you are absolutely sitting tonight, bitch. You really look good tonight, Miss Tang. And I gag. And I gag. I really gag, bitch. So, you know, I wanted to go change and put on that other outfit, Mistake, just in case it got bucked in the building. But Stuart gave me that compliment, and then Tony gave the very, you know, because Tony always called me U-Haul. Because Tony, the only one allowed to call me U-Haul. He said, U-Haul, you really look good tonight. I like you dressed like a lady and acting like a lady. You really look good tonight. And so, you know, and I was on. And so, you know, and then Tony gave me this look because it was a Revlon Ballad of Mizrahi for Vogue Femme. And Tony said 1-1. And I gave the way, Tony, Revlon. And Tony gagged because I picked the Revlon, and he thought that I was going to pick the Mizrahi. No, but I picked the Revlon because the Revlon did serve the Mizrahi. And I'm fair when I have to be fair, Mistake. And that's how it is. But, you know, I really enjoyed myself, Mistake. And I just can't wait to see the clip, Mistake, because, you know, I was in my little come fuck me dress, Mistake, Nicole. But the girls couldn't really get into it because, you know, I had my coat on because I was respecting my husband and the bottom of my ass. Oh no, you ain't gonna see no pictures with the ass cheeks hanging out because I was respecting my husband. I left the coat on until I got on the judges panel because the little of the ass cheeks was hanging out because the dress was actually too small. You know how you go to the big girl store and you know you was actually born a man, so your body it's not really shaped for your body when you're a big girl. My ass cheeks was hanging out, so I was respecting my husband and I left the coat on because I didn't want my ass cheeks all over the place because you know my husband would have had a heart attack, so I left the coat on. But the dress was a come fuck me dress, honey. It was one of those you put your sexy dress on by Beyonce. But I really did. But besides all of that, I really enjoyed myself. I really had fun. Everybody in the chat room, I enjoyed myself for the people that was there. I absolutely did enjoy myself, and I had fun. I had a blast. That's all I can really say. Thank you. Oh yes, I think talking about my tits, Mistake. My tits was all out and everything, girl. I was feeling very a big Sanaya, or I was feeling big Auntie. Hold, we have a caller. Hold on, we have a caller from. Oh no, South. They hung up. We had a caller from South Carolina, but they hung up. But I had fun. I thought we was gonna need the extra hour, but I can't find the icon, so we ain't gonna need the extra hour. I wanted to get the icons up here. We'll see what the icons had to say, but Tony's not coming. I don't know where Tony's at. Trying to find Tony, honey. But oh yes, Camaro, send me your number. Let me get Camaro on because the rumor that I heard was that the Blondies got their ass whooped in spades. I heard Rodney and Marcus whipped the Blondies' asses in spades. So, Camaro, send me your number so I can get you on here before we get up out of here, honey, because, you know, we got 20 minutes left. I heard they whipped your motherfucking ass, Camaro. What the fuck?
Yes, I definitely would like to say thanks to the House of Blondie for paying for my big bottle of liquor. And my way into the club.
Ooh, yes. Rodney definitely want to thank y'all. Hold on, we got to get Camaro up here, honey. Because I want to know how did they get their ass whooped like that, Camaro. Hold on. Let's get Camaro up here, honey. Bitch.
You see, this is why. It's going to be a problem, so.
Hello.
Yes, Camaro, how did y'all get your ass whooped like that by Rodney?
Okay, let me tell the truth, since Rodney wanted to go there.
I didn't even start it.
The truth of the matter is, I was winning all night. Me and Econ were winning all night.
That was for free. I wasn't playing.
Yeah, you're right. It was for free. I said I don't really gamble like that, which I don't. So when I came back, you know what I'm saying, or whatever. When I came back, we started playing. I switched seats. We were losing at first. I was like, you know what, let me go back to what I know. Soon as we start switching seats, we winning. We are slaying Rodney Nim. It's only Rodney Nim only got 190. We done made it all the way to 350. Marcus the whole time, oh, I'm ready to go. Now that he started losing, he ready to go.
Kelly, we took their money. The games was 20 as normal, as we normally play. But they were losing, so they wanted to take it down to $10 because obviously they didn't want to go to the ATM. So we played for $10 was not really worth my time. So that last game, we allowed them to win over us just so we can get out.
Oh, yeah, right. See, we just getting to my stride, you know, when
that
I got back to my proper
game,
seat.
And that was very much 7:30 in the morning.
And, you know, plus, you know, we had already played Terrence, you know, Father Terrence and Blonick and Carolina. We had already played and beat him, which
yes,
oh, was Rodney, by the way.
$20
he's the
well.
One. Terrence is the one who won Legendary Thug Realness, for the record.
Yes, Terrence won Legendary Thug Realness.
Earlier
congratulations
in your report.
On your,
yes. He beat Father, what's the, Fred, that's what he beat, Fred Chanel. For Legendary Runners. But, you know, Kelly, next time you come down, I want you on my table.
Got mail.
And when you get there, you know, we're going to whoop on you too. Rodney don't want another piece.
Oh, yeah, I definitely will come down. Bankroll and all. Just make sure your rent is paid and everything is taken care of. I don't want to be the reason.
My bills are always paid.
Well, baby, listen. When I come down, baby, I don't want to hear nobody crying and boo-hooing. And I ain't playing for nothing less than $20. Now, after the girls start getting their money taken and y'all want to go down to $10, I'm going to have to sit on the sideline because I don't do
right,
free.
Exactly,
I don't play cards for free.
We was like, you know, let's get out. Let's, you know, come on, Marcus, I'm ready to go to the Waffle House. It's free tonight. It's free.
Y'all got us a light, but you know, if you remember correctly, Rodney, the last time you came over to my house, I had to tap on you and Kadan. So
that was free,
you know,
again.
Remember that.
I know that free stuff bored me, so I'd be like, but we definitely, Kelly left on Sunday, Tyshawn, Buka, I left on Sunday. Now, had we was going to stay until tonight or today, you would have had a party over your house, and we all would have been over there.
But, you know, I was trying
well,
to get
just
there.
Know, just know, Camaro, we are definitely coming in town. We are definitely coming in town for Stewart's Ball, and we're definitely going to make sure that we're there. It's a weekend trip, and we're definitely going to be there early. So y'all get ready. And to y'all people in the chat room, to y'all ones in the chat room, wait, hold on. So y'all girls in the chat room that said that she was stopped by smacking the shit out of me by Shay Shay. They should have let her smack the shit out of me, bitch. Cause y'all would have seen that nasty ass motherfucking Victoria Black thong that I had on the crack of my ass. Bitch, y'all would have seen all this big black motherfucking ass, bitch. Because baby, trust and believe, bitch, I would have flipped, tucked, and motherfucking rolled, bitch. That whole little piece of motherfucking shirt dress I had on, it would have been up in the air. Y'all would have seen a whole bunch of ass, honey.
That is,
baby.
You are so silly. You know what? I think I missed, Kelly, I missed the part earlier. I think somebody had texted me saying that they were talking about my son, Hercules, like after he had lost, that there was booing going on. Did y'all say that?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know what was said earlier, but I will say this. This is my honest opinion. Of course, I'm not going to go into who should have won and who shouldn't have won because obviously the whole ballroom who was there had their own opinion. But I will say this. I'm so tired of certain judges acting like pussies, acting like they're so scared to vote over certain people. I would just be so glad when the day when we just have judges who want to be fair, who want to, you know, like Kelly, like you said, when your child was not bogey, as good as the other child from the other house, you gave your vote to the appropriate person. I think that you have some people, some judges now who just, they just so used to following, if the person on their left vote, that way, that's what they're going to vote. They don't have a mind of their own. People, you got judges who sit there who know people's supposed to be chopped, and they just sit there waiting on the next person. These are why people hate going to balls. You got new people who are eating it who can never get life because the old girls don't want to sit down and, you know, vote fairly or, you know what I'm saying, no, when they know that they shouldn't have won, they make a big stink about it. That's just me being on my soapbox right now, but I think I there are a lot of people who would agree with me just about the ball, period. And, you know, Andre, of course, yelled on the mic, y'all stop booing. And like I told him, don't come over to this table because we weren't the ones that was booing. That was the rest of the people that was here. And he said his response was, well, you know, every ball, somebody wins that shouldn't win. Somebody loses that shouldn't lose. And so if that's true, then it shouldn't be a surprise that people get booed. Do y'all agree, disagree? Y'all real quiet.
No, we agree to a certain extent, but I will.
I definitely agree, but
like
I don't think all that booing and stuff is unnecessary. But you know, that's how the girls are, honey. Bitch, please. Yeah.
But you know what? But you know what I was saying before, Kelly? Like I said, if we you know, the House of Blahnik, in my opinion, this is only my opinion, I feel like we're good sports. We win a lot. We may lose. It may be a draw, whatever. Whenever I lost to Neil at the ball, I gave him a handshake, and we went on about our business. You know what I'm saying? We tend to do that. It was not us who was booing. You know, now after we were confronted,
in addition to, Camaro, I'm going to disagree with you on that. It was not Blahnik's booing. Blahnik's were booing. In addition to the crowd, which were the Atlanta-based ball crowd that were booing because Hercules has become a, you know, Atlanta fave. So they were booing as well as the House of Blahnik. So you have to be honest. Just like you came on here and said Marquise was a bad sportsman when he lost the ball in Buffalo, you have to be honest. You wasn't booing because I made sure I looked at you. You was disgusting your face. I did see that. But your house was definitely booing as well. Like I told Jay on the other show, the House of Blahnik was definitely booing as well as the Atlanta-based participants at the ball.
You know, I didn't see, you know what, I can say I didn't see that. If you saw it, then that's, you know, what you saw. But I didn't see it. But now what I did see was a couple of Malavs snapping their fingers and tapping their hands and giving very, oh, well, I told you. And, you know, I was very disgusted
when
I talked
to my
son.
But you do that sometimes when he's a favorite, and if someone's wins over someone and that you know is a very good competitor and you bring somebody for them and they went over them, they're going to snap and go up because that's what they're supposed to do.
You know, he told me, I don't know if this, I'm believing, I know it's true because he doesn't lie. He said a certain judge told him, well, this is body. You have too much body. I said, what the hell is that?
Wow.
Would you go to somebody, a face person, and say, you have too much face? You know, you're too real. That's not nothing that you would say to anybody. So why would you tell somebody they're, you know what I'm saying? I think it's going too far. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to win. He knows how to lose. He knows how to do both, you know. And, you know what I'm saying, I just feel like let the underhanded tricks go. You know, I do feel like there were some judges on the panel, Rodney, and I just say this on here. You know, I feel like there were some judges on the panel who felt, like, intimidated to go against you while you was up there. And
those
I feel,
judges
and
on
I feel
those
like,
panels?
Like, when you,
oh,
were,
they,
when you
one
were
day on their panel,
with,
legends?
That's true, but guess what? Like I said before,
I'm not the legend
who don't have their own mind, and I don't mind. You know what I'm saying that.
Well, which two judges that you think I'm gonna call it out? It's money.
Well,
let it out.
Well,
in your
well,
opinion, you're not saying they.
In my
good,
opinion,
who do you think?
You already know I don't mind speaking my mind. What right. I will say is I don't appreciate the fact that man changed his vote. That was one problem I had. And man, me and man are friends, so it's not a slight on him as a person. But I don't like what he had did by changing his vote. That's one thing I don't like.
Okay.
And then,
but was, is man,
you know what I'm saying,
is man
was,
one of the people that you were talking about as well?
I don't think that man's like wishy washy on a regular basis at all, because he's very outspoken, and you know, man does and says what he wants to do. But I think
right.
I'm just saying that. As far as him changing his vote, that I don't agree with. And I did feel like, you know what I'm saying, because when the category came up, you didn't even really look at him. You was looking out at the paper, you was trying to look for the flyer, stuff like that, and then, you know, they had to ask you like two or three times to look up at him for you to, you know what I'm saying, give your 10. So that
I always looked at both bodies
you know
when they first came to the floor. I always look at both competitors, and I have no problem whether I'm going to vote for my house member or not. I always look at both people. I had spoke to Hercules. I was in the bathroom when we were getting dressed. I saw, you know, everything, you know what I'm saying? So I already knew, you know, and I read the category, so I was looking like, okay. So I was just waiting.
What
on
was
the,
you looking down at?
Because I was writing down the people's names who won and getting everything together. I was doing a lot of stuff at the table. I was the one doing all the writing down on the wins. But what I do is, even if we don't look up at the people, to be honest with you, if it's a blonic on the floor, by the time they get to the floor, we know all about them. We know their background. We know everything because Jay makes sure that he tells us every exact thing about that blonic that has happened. And that's what man called him out on, and he was a little perturbed about that. He was mad.
Well, The thing about that, and Jay's not on here, but what I will say in his defense, and if Andre was on this phone, Andre could also say it. If Jay was at a bar and he saw an effect, you know what I'm saying, he will automatically call it out. The few people who came before him, he did not know the effect. He looked over at Andre. Andre said no, he hadn't done it. So those were looks that people, you know what I'm saying, had thought Andre would do it. So when Tokyo had came out, everybody has seen Andre do that. That was like a cute look that Andre did before.
You know, we only got 8 minutes, and, you know, I already canceled the extra hour because the icons didn't come. But since y'all talking about the runway category, it's no shade to the girls getting paid. But all of those bitches should have been chopped except 5 people, and it's no shade. Because, first of all, it was a $1,000 category. Second of all, you was bringing in like 2 icons. I don't give a fuck if they said recreate the look. If that is a look that Tony and Andre did mistake, you supposed to make that look tip top 150% better than what Andre and Tony did the look. These bitches, yes, they might have had came and brung the look, but they looked like a Big Lot store look. Tony and Andre would have never came out there looking like that. Yes, they did recreate the looks. A lot of them did recreate them, but those motherfucking looks look motherfucking horrible. Only 5 bitches should have motherfucking stayed for that category. And that was the motherfucking, and that was the run, and that was the Milan Chow. That was the 2 Mizrahis, motherfucking Keith Balenciaga, and that runaway child. All the rest of those motherfucking kids look motherfucking
pale. I definitely think
Tokyo
Blahnik was one of the last battles of Detroit. I think his look and his walk was definitely up to par with the rest of them as well. Because as soon as he came out, that's why Andre was like, yup, and pointed, you know what I'm saying, as well. And I also like the Revlon child who had the turquoise look. With the long,
the one that came out like the bumblebee, like the bee.
Yeah, I really like that look too.
Montez Mizrahi, Dollar Mizrahi, Keith Balenciaga, and the other child, the Milan child. Those are the only ones that gave me $1,000, and they look was worthy of something that Andre or Tony would have did. Yes, the rest of those girls did have on a Andre and Tony look, but it was an Andre and Tony knockoff. And that's my opinion. But I couldn't chop them, this thing.
I agree. A lot of looks wasn't up to par. A lot of looks wasn't up to par. You're right about that. But they looked hot. So what do you, you know what I'm saying? What do you say? I saw you on the sideline saying that you see some of the looks, and I even saw you, you know, wanted to drop some of the looks. You know what I'm saying? But it was just, it was a big, you know, confusion.
Baby, I was just over it. I was just too over it, honey. It was a mess, but you know, we can't. You know, it's over. What it's done, it happened. It happened. But
did y'all talk about the Pittsburgh ball?
Yeah, they come in and cool. They came on to talk about the Pittsburgh ball, but it's a lot of things. It's a lot of things, and you know, we only got 5 minutes. But there's a lot of things that happened at this Legends ball that wasn't supposed to happen at this Legends ball, because we were supposed to be changing the way of ballroom back to the way it was. But at the Legends ball, a lot of things that happened at these other balls that we don't want to happen at the Legends ball was happening at the Legends ball.
You know, one thing that I didn't like at the Legends ball, which I, you know, had a good one thing I will say since you're talking about that is, it, like, when they chopped all the virgins for virgin performance, and then we knew we were pressed for time, and then they brought them back to Vogue again. That's tired. If everybody got chopped, everybody should just stay chopped. There's no reason.
We ain't got great details. We don't have great time to definitely go into great detail about what I just said to Juana Law. But I was definitely going, I just wanted to definitely mention that, and I was definitely going to touch the topic when the icon Tony and Andre came on, but I don't know where Tony fell asleep or something, so I couldn't get Tony on the line. And Tony was going to come on, then I was going to call Andre and bring him on, but since Tony didn't come on, I didn't call Andre to definitely touch that issue. But maybe we can definitely, I will try to work it out with Cabbage to definitely have Tony and Andre on tomorrow, because it's definitely a lot of issues, a lot of things that happened at this Legends Bowl that shouldn't have happened at this Legends Bowl, because we were supposed to be getting out of those curriculums and going into our whole new genre of ballroom scene. And we didn't do that at the Legends Bowl. So maybe I can work out on getting them on with Cabbage tomorrow, and we could definitely do address those issues tomorrow, because I have a lot of issues, a lot of things that happened that I definitely do want to address with both of the icons on the phone. And I'm not going to sit here and address these issues without them being on the phone, because when I have a debate, I want a rebuttal for every debate that I have, because I have a lot of debates of things that happen at this ball. And so I'm definitely going to work on that tomorrow and definitely getting the icons up here with Cabbage and myself and anybody else that definitely do want to call back in tomorrow, because there's a lot of things that happen that shouldn't have happened at this ball. But on that note, Camaro, please say goodnight to the girls, because we got to get up out of here.
This is Camaro, the CEO of Atlanta. Father.
I know, that's right. Rodney, say goodnight to the girls. We got to get up out of here.
What's going on? Big Daddy DC's in the building. I enjoyed myself tonight. You guys have a good one.
Okay, and like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary only on East Coast mother of the house, Ms. Rodney. All for loving me. Baby, whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, whatever club, or whatever scroll you go to tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Classic Tuesdays with the icon herself, Cabbage Ebony. Now, girls, the fucking booty for me, because that's what we're taking the show out with tonight. Tune in, booted, honey. Good night. See you tomorrow.
Girl, knock it off, you know you can't have this. She told me run at, I told her run it. red. And she never seen a chicken till she met my magic stick. Well, I'm a pimp, bitch, straight gang, never no sippin'. After we did it, she was walking with a limp. Bust it open, leave it wet. And you know I leave it open. Who next? I don't never close. I stay open. I met her in the club. You know I was drunk. I asked her her name, then I said I wanna fuck. And now YG, you know I fuck. And she fucked back like a little fool. And she fell in love, yeah, she felt stupid. Cause you know I tooted them booty.
Let me say what's up.